Hello and welcome. You're listening to a special edition of the Owlmazing Makes blog, the Owlmazing Makes podcast. Today is the Knitting and Crochet Blog Week 2012, Day 5, and our topic is to do something a little different. So I decided to do a podcast because, well, I'm obsessed with podcasts, basically. I love listening to the Savvy Girls, Knit One Geek Two, Knitting Pipeline, the Knit More Girls, Fluffy Fibers, Knit Knit Cafe, Subway Knits, Electric Sheep, Miss L Knits, Hollywood Knitter, A Playful Day, Yarngasm, Stash and Burn, Never Not Knitting. Oh my god, I'm just gonna stop now. It's ridiculous. I listen to non-knitting podcasts too, and if you go into my iTunes, I have 92 days worth of podcasts downloaded. It's ridiculous. So anyways, I decided to kind of take my inspiration from all of the ladies that I love to listen to and do my own little podcast. So let's get started. So before we get started, I thought I would just give you a little intro into who I am, because I realized that when I started my blog, I didn't really do a very good introduction post. I didn't really know what I was doing or what I would need to say. And also, I mean, I know that when I find a new blog, I definitely don't go to the very first post ever created on it to figure that out. You can read the little bio, but I still thought, you know, who knows who's listening to this, so I should just explain. So my name's Sam, I'm 21 years old, I live in Ottawa, Canada. I've been knitting for a very long time. I've been knitting since I was 13 years old. And I taught myself to knit by watching videos and reading tutorials on knittinghelp.com. And, well, I think that's what the address is. Anyways, it'll be in the show notes. But that really helped me so much. And I remember, you know, I'm pretty sure Ravelry didn't exist back then. It's about 9 years ago now. And I would go onto crafter.org to the knitting board and look at what people were making, and that was my first way to really try to find other knitters, because I've never really been part of a knitting community here in my city. And so I loved that. And then I found Knitty, which I was also like, oh my god. And then yes, Ravelry. And I was like, oh, okay, finally. It was great. So of course, I love Ravelry. I don't remember what my old username was. I actually stopped knitting for about a year or more. Recently, I just got back into it in October, but now I'm back at it with full force. I feel like I've matured with my tastes. I have a real job now, so I can buy as much yarn as I want almost, which is bad. I don't have enough space. I need to stop buying yarn. So anyways, now I have a huge stash. Since then, I've knit a sweater, I've knit a shirt, I've knit many accessories, I learned how to knit socks, and I feel like I've really just like broken out of my box and done a lot of really cool stuff since then, so I'm really happy. And I honestly don't even know why I set down the needles in the first place. I guess I just needed a break. I've always been a very creative person, and at the time I was taking some creative writing courses, and I think my outlet just stopped being knitting and started being other things. But now I am so back. I love it just as much as I loved it before. And yeah, so I started a blog to sort of document everything, because I'm not a messy person, but I'm a very scattered person, and I find that it's just best to keep track and remember what yarn I used, what needles I used, what I thought about the project. You know, if you have a really bad project, you don't want to forget about it in 3 years and to redo it and then be like, oh, why did I do this? So it's really for me, but it's also to be a part of a bigger community. I love having people to talk to about my knitting. I drive my boyfriend crazy with the things I tell him, because obviously he doesn't really know what I'm talking about. His creative outlet is music. He's a DJ. He wants to produce music as well. So he can spin and I knit and it's great, but he just doesn't get it. And just like my eyes glaze over when he's telling me about like all his music stuff. So my blog is a way for me to actually talk to people who get it and who know what I'm talking about and who can sympathize with me when things go terribly, terribly wrong, and can also make me feel good about the stuff that I finish. So I love my blog, and I love everyone who comments, and I love reading everyone else's blogs and getting inspiration. So that's why I do that, and why I'm doing this podcast. Well, it's a challenge, and you know I love podcasts. I said that before, so I really hope you guys enjoy this, and I really hope that I have a good time doing it too. So let's get started. So the first segment is always, you know it, on the needles. So what am I knitting? I am knitting the Honey Cowl, which is a free Madeline Tosh pattern. And I'm knitting it in Art by Anna Dreaming DK yarn in Splash. And Art by Anna is this really awesome dyer who's local to me in Ottawa. She's super nice. She makes beautiful yarn. She makes these great sock yarns that are like, it goes in a gradient kind of from one color slowly into another or from light to dark throughout the whole cake. And I have two. One is yellow going into pink and one is black going into gray. And that one I just got yesterday, but I'm super excited to make it into a stripe study shawl by Vera. And if I do that, I'm going to do it with a contrast white yarn. It's going to be awesome. But anyways, this is the Honey Cowl. I just wanted to mention Art by Anna because I love her yarn. Seriously, it's so pretty. I wish that her shipping wasn't so expensive on Etsy because I think more people who aren't in Ottawa would buy it. But lucky for me, she actually dropped my skein off at work for me yesterday, so I'm super happy. Anyways, the Honey Cowl is also great. I love the yarn because it's like this beautiful teal color, and it goes from like a really, really rich teal to a very light teal, and the slip stitch pattern of the Honey Cowl is perfect for it. And I don't know if you guys know this, but the great thing with the Honey Cowl is that every second row you get to slip a stitch. Like every second stitch is a slip stitch. And do you know what that means? It means that it goes so fast. So I'm actually surprised at how quickly this project has been going for me. And unfortunately, I kind of hit a little hiccup only because I got distracted and I started knitting a mother bear. So I sort of put it down, but I'm going to finish it very soon, and I can't wait. And I'm also knitting a pair of plain stockinette stitch socks in Knit Picks Felici, I'm not really sure which one it is. You know, we always only just read these words online, so who knows? But anyways, it's in the minty colorway. It's like this beautiful stripe. Every second stripe is black, and then the alternating stripes are gray, light green, and light blue. I love them, and I just use that to knit on the bus and at work on my break and whatever. I always take my knitting with me just in case, and they're knitting up really fast. It's actually my first sock that I'm doing in the Magic Loop, and I love it. Oh my god, I don't know why I waited so long to do Magic Loop socks. And I'm thinking I'm going to do an afterthought heel, but I don't actually have a pattern. I've never done it before, so we'll see how that goes. I'm not really sure. I think I can do it, but so far all of the patterns I found are for, like, cuff down. And I'm doing mine toe up, so I don't know if it's going to make a difference. But if any of you guys know of a good free pattern or tutorial for, you know, the afterthought heel, please let me know in the comments. And finally, on the needles, I have one sock done and one sock to go of the Gansey Stitch Socks by Madeline Weston from the Country Weekend Socks book, which, oh my gosh, it is such a beautiful book. Like, if you have not looked at that thing, you have to. But I do have a bit of a concern. I knit the sock and I got to the heel and I'm like, what? The instructions made no sense. It basically talked about continuing to decrease, but it never said when to start decreasing. And anyways, I figured it out and my heel's okay, but definitely doesn't look like the heel in the photo in the book, and neither does anyone else's in the project page either. It seems like the few other people who have knit it had the same issue, so not cool. But I really, really love this sock, so I'm willing to forgive it. Basically, I'm knitting it in a beautiful golden color, and it is 50% wool, 50% cotton blend. I think it's Rowan something, Amy Butler. I don't know. I'm gonna have to come back and put this in. Anyways, the sock shows a lovely like X and diamond pattern on the front and a seed stitch back with a faux seam. And they're like big, comfy house socks, which I love. I pretty much only wear my knit socks in the house because you know wool socks are so warm, but I need that in the house. I get such cold fingers and hands, it's ridiculous. I have like death hands. They are freezing. Sometimes I can't knit because my hands are so cold it hurts. So then I have to warm them up somehow, usually by sitting on them or something. Anyway, so that's it for what's on the needles. Okay, now it's time for off the needles. So I only have one project that I've finished recently, and that is my first mother bear. So, if you read my third post for this week, which was about our hero, you would have read all about Mother Bear and seen the little teddy bear too, so I won't go on too much, but basically it's a project where we knitters, we or crocheters, actually, sorry, my bad. We knit bears or crochet bears for little kids in Africa who have been affected by the AIDS and HIV virus. So, I think it's really a good cause, and I'm excited to help. And we only need so many hats and accessories. Sometimes I think I drive my boyfriend crazy, so he'll be happy that some of the knitting I'm making is actually being sent outside of the house. Although, unfortunately for him, I'm gonna let quite a few bears pile up before I send them off to save on shipping. So, we might have a little bear family going on in our house. I'm not sure, but yeah. The bear that I made, I call him Charlie. He has a red shirt, blue pants, and a white scarf, which I'm kind of worried about because I know it's gonna get dirty, but whatever, it's cute, and the whole part of him is gonna get dirty anyway, so whatever, it's fine. And yeah, I really love him. I think that whoever gets him is gonna be happy, and I knit him on size 6 needles out of Knit Picks Brava, which is the new 100% acrylic yarn. And I know what you're thinking, oh my god, ew, acrylic, probably. Which I usually kind of think too, because I'm sorry, but I just love rubbing my face on wool and alpaca and cashmere. I'm sorry, it's just nice. But this Brava is pretty good too. I mean, in the ball, like I squish it and it feels good, and it definitely was not squeaky. Even I knit it on wooden needles, so that's saying something, I think. Although I think I will switch to metal, like when I get a chance to buy some more Cirques. I knit him in Magic Loop. It was pretty easy. It was not bad at all. I mean, sometimes I was like, what am I doing? Are you sure this is what we're supposed to do? But in the end, no, it totally made sense. And that was pretty much only with the head. And honestly, the hardest part was his face. Oh my gosh. First of all, I'm kind of stupid and I forgot to order black yarn. So I have everything except for black, which I'm gonna wanna use for all of their faces. So that was a mistake. But oh well, I told you I bought that party cake from Anna, the black and gray one. So I took a bit of black off the outside and doubled it and sewed on the face. And I'm not going to be making another one for at least a little while. It took 3 days to do, so it's not bad at all. But I really want to finish my honey cowl, so I'm going to take a little break. But oh my gosh, I have so much of this Brava yarn and I don't know where to put it. So I really do need to knit more of these. I shoved it into a drawer that's supposed to be an electronic drawer in my living room because there's just no room in my stash bin. Oh my gosh, you guys, I need to like seriously knit my sash. It's so bad. I think I might have to like really put myself on a no yarn buying diet or something, but I don't want to. But my wallet and my apartment are saying, yes, Sam, do it. So I think I might. I even still have yarn in the mail coming to me for my something silver, but I'll talk about that a bit later. So I told you guys earlier that I really liked listening to a lot of podcasts. So I thought it would be fun to make this a little bit of a tribute to my favorite podcasters and purloin, a la the Knitmore Girls, some segments from others and use them in this podcast. So the next one I'm going to do is New in the Queue, inspired by the ladies over at Just One More Row. So the first one is Something Silver by Vera Valimaki. I'm actually going to be knitting this starting in May for a knit along over at the 2012 A Sweater Odyssey group on Ravelry. Every so often we do a fun knit along where everyone knits a full-size adult garment from a specific designer, and this time we're doing Vera, which I'm excited about because I love her patterns. She has such a simple and elegant style. I just love it. And I chose Something Silver because it's going to be a nice, fun, lightweight sweater that I think will be really good because our deadline's June 1st or June 30th. June 30th, I think, yeah. We have 2 months. So, you know, it's going to be like in the middle of summer when I finish this thing. But it's knit out of Elsbeth Lavold silky wool, so I think it'll be lighter. And it is it's a lacy sweater with garter stitch details and pockets. And it's only 3/4 length sleeves, so I think it's going to be a good summer sweater. I work in an office, so I'm pretty much cold all the time, even if it is the middle of summer. I mean, it's practically colder in there in summer than in winter, so it's always good to have a bunch of cardigans, and especially one that's not going to make me boil when I get outside. So the second one I have is Regent by Marnie McLean. Oh my, I love this sweater. It's from the new Twist Collective Spring Summer 2012. It's a DK weight that it calls for, and it's basically an open cardigan with a bit of a pleated or ruffly edge, and it has a waist tie. I love this sweater. I want to make it. I don't have the yarn for it, but seriously, if I wasn't telling myself not to buy any more yarn, I probably already would have bought it. And I actually have another thing too that I just added to my queue recently from the Twist Collective, and it's Niami by Julia Trice. It's a tank top with like a ruffle, two ruffles along the neckline, and then it goes down to just one that goes like straight down the middle. It's really, really pretty, and again, it's silk. I think I have like a thing going on here because there's Something Silver with silk. This is silk. I just finished knitting the La Pie, which is also silk, but it's perfect for summer, so actually, I think it's pretty good. And the last one, the most recent thing that I've queued is Coachella, which is actually a really old pattern. It's free. It's from Knitty Summer 2007. They use a worsted weight yarn, and it's basically just a really cute tank top with a bit of a cowl neck. It looks easy, and it looks really pretty, and I really want to make it. So those are a few things new in my queue. Okay, so now I'm going to steal another segment, my favorite things from Stitch It, which she's no longer recording, but whatever. I want to talk about my favorite thing right now. It's a food thing. It's totally non-knitting related at all, but yesterday, I bought this amazing dip called Light Artichoke and Asiago Dip. Oh my gosh, okay. There's totally a bus outside of my window. Anyways, this dip is so good. It's like cheesy and artichokey, and it has these really good spices. I don't even know what. It's from like the Summer Fresh brand. I found it at my local Farm Boy, and I ate it with some whole wheat pita, and it was amazing. It's so good. And because I've tried like the non-light one, which they didn't have at Farm Boy, or else maybe I would have bought it, but honestly, they taste the exact same. But this one is 60 calories for 2 tablespoons, so I felt less guilty about eating the entire container in 2 days, which I did do. Actually, my mouth is kind of watering thinking about it right now. I had it for breakfast. Also, I'm starving for lunch, so that's my favorite thing right now. Light artichoke and Asiago dip. And now it's time for When Knitting Attacks. So I was weaving in the ends for my honey cowl as I was going, and this happened when I was weaving in and securing all the ends and sewing everything together on my mother bear. The blue needle just disappears. I don't understand. It's like in my hand, I'm holding the needle, and then bam, it just disappears. I swear I had to get up and look through my couch cushions about 10 times while I was doing this. I'm like, what is happening? Every time I had to switch thread or whatever, done. It disappears. So I think I have some needle gnomes in my house that just take them and hide them and run away with them, because it's honestly ridiculous. Like, really. So it wasn't my knitting that attacked me. It was the needle gnomes. Okay, so that brings us to the end of the show. I really hope that you guys enjoyed this. I certainly did. I'm not a pro by any means. I don't really know a good fluid way to edit stuff out and replace it or anything like that. So if you notice a couple mistakes from me being nervous or something, just please forgive me. I'm doing my best. I'm recording this on my iPod, so we'll see. Anyways, also I couldn't figure out how to put in music, so you hear my jewelry jingling as a kind of segment splitter, so I hope that's not too annoying. Anyways, guys, thanks so much for sticking with me, and you never know, maybe you'll hear from me again in the future. You can contact me by sending me an email at owlmazing, owlmazing at gmail.com, or just leave a comment on the show notes at my blog, owlmazingmakes.wordpress.com, or you can send me a message on Ravelry. Owlmazing is my username. So please get in touch. I'd love to hear from anyone what you guys thought. This is definitely an experiment. So thanks again, and I'll see you soon.